Bobby, did you know that it's Live Nation's Concert Week, and from now through May 14th, you can get $25 tickets to over 5,000 summer shows?
I did know because Live Nation sent us a list of all of the concerts, and I'm obsessed because I'm definitely going to see some of these people.
Well, you can get up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, including Alanis Morissette, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, who else am I seeing? Lainey Wilson.
Peso Pluma and Sarah McLachlan, like, back to back. That's fun. Meghan Trainor, then Peso Pluma, then Sarah McLachlan, and have us the summer of my life.
So grab your tickets now through May 14th to see all of the artists you love all summer long for just $25 each. Visit livenation.com/concertweek to buy now. That's livenation.com/concertweek to buy now.
You or Jayla? Yeah.
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And Haim 3 is the only Haim with a Wikipedia page separate from the Haim band.
This really fucks up our rankings.
Thank you to @edifdog who tweeted at us at Who Weekly. It's happening.
This is like...
I could tell what it was immediately. It was a screenshot from the Haim Wikipedia where it says, website, Haim the band, members, Esti Haim, Danielle Haim, Alana Haim, and the only one with the hyperlink is Alana. Licorice Pizza. Will I ever see that? I don't know. Maybe, probably. I'll see it. But Haim 3, congrats to Haim 3.
For getting Alana a Wikipedia Haim. Page. Did you click on the Wikipedia page? Wait, do we even
Yeah,
know?
I did. So I clicked on the Wikipedia page. I went to the main Wikipedia to confirm that it wasn't just some glitch that maybe they didn't hyperlink the Wikipedia page. But no, the other two Haim sisters do not have Wikipedia pages. Alana has one. She's got a photo. Half of the Wikipedia page is just about the band. But then it does... Then the other, like... paragraph that's just about her is basically about Licorice Pizza, you know?
Right. So like half of it is kind of just copied from the band.
It's just copied from the Haim.
But then she has it's like, an acting section. Acting.
Right. So her early life section applies to all of the girls from Haim, you know?
Right.
Because it's just about their family history. But then at the end it says, and like the opening page of her, sorry, the opening sentence of her bio is stuff about Haim. And then it goes, in 2021, she starred in Paul Thomas Anderson's film Licorice Pizza, for which she received critical acclaim.
I don't see all the other girls getting critical acclaim. Where's their critical acclaim?
Sorry, I don't want to pit Haims against Haims. She's the themiest Haim, unfortunately. No. Fortunately. No, she's the themiest Haim. End of value judgment. That's it. That's all it is. Let's talk about the Thanksgiving parade.
Live from New York City, NBC presents Macy's 95th Thanksgiving Day Parade with your hosts from today, Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Kotb, and Al Roker, with performances by superstar Carrie Underwood, R&B great Kelly Rowland, Tony and Emmy Award winner Kristen Chenoweth, CMA New Artist of the Year Jimmy Allen, international pop star Kim Petras.
I always accidentally flub because everyone does it. I do it. I'm guilty of it. But I hate it. Huge pet peeve of mine when we refer to it as the Macy's Day Parade. It's like, it's not Macy's Day. It's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
But I mean, sometimes Macy's that's such owns an unpleasant the parade.
Right. But it's this like unpleasant collection of words kind of when you say it, but it's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Yeah. And a lot of who's were there.
It's our like performing finest on display of capitalism. We literally parade them. You know, like it is pretty iconic in terms of like if you love malls, you know, you will love the essence of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
It's also iconic with regards to capitalism because anyone who's been to like Herald Square or even that Macy's knows that like we're not doing a lot of in-store shopping these days, and yet we're grasping at our history with
like,
capitalism.
No, I know. Go to Macy's, you know, to not day. On Thanksgiving. You'd be shocked that this is the center of a huge parade that is televised across the country.
Who was there? We got a lot of who's.
I love the, you know, the pairings. I don't need an explanation. Mm-hmm. They always try and give you one, but I just love the ideas like, Chris Lane appeared on the Mount Rushmore's American Pride by South Dakota Department of Tourism. And Darren,
they had like a float fire sale this year. Like, were they cheaper to make?
Darren Criss appeared on Fantasy Chocolate Factory by Kinder.
You skipped the first one, which is my favorite, aespa, the K-pop band.
Yeah, sorry.
Which is actually the first K-pop group to perform at Macy's Thanksgiving Parade ever, appeared on the Her Future is STEM-sational by Olay.
What?
As in Oil of?
Right.
Is that Oil of?
Yeah, they were celebrating Olay women in
the,
STEM.
Olay is the band.
I gotta say, though, celebrating women in STEM is really dated. I feel like we already celebrated women in STEM. Years ago.
I think we still need more women in STEM.
No, I mean, I know we do, but I'm just saying the idea of being like women in STEM, it's just dated.
Sorry, you as like the door woman at the STEM business conference, these little girls are coming up and you're like, sorry, we're all full. We have enough women in STEM.
I just mean the concept. I just mean the phrase.
Try teaching.
How about, okay,
have you tried typing?
Okay, wow.
What about receptionism?
How about Jimmy Allen on Harvest in the Valley by Green Giant? That's kind of a classic.
That was a big get for Green Giant.
Right, Jimmy Allen.
How about
Kelly Rowland on Christmas in Town Square by Lifetime?
Yeah, I like that she's the figurehead for Lifetime's Christmas movies because she's in one this year.
Right. Okay.
I laughed at where was it? Oh, Nelly on The Colossal Wave of Wonder by Kalahari Resorts and Conventions, because the last time I thought about Kalahari
Jordan
Resorts
Sparks
and Conventions
was
when Jordan Sparks was doing promo for it, even though it was closed because of a pandemic.
Kalahari is out here spending millions of dollars on many things. It's kind of crazy to me money they have.
They're playing the long game.
Sure,
you know?
I guess. How about...
They must have a lot of faith in their Kalahari Resort.
How about, here's one, Torin Wells, never heard of her, on Home Sweet Home by Cracker Barrel Old Country Store.
I thought that was interesting because Torin Wells is a Christian singer, and I thought it was just kind maybe not that surprising, but interesting that they directly associated themselves with a Christian artist.
Mm.
You know?
Who, Cracker Barrel?
You know? Cracker Barrel.
Unsurprising to me. How about Kim Petras on Rexy in the City by Coach? Coach had a float. Don't know what Rexy in the City is.
What did Kim sing? Like, I don't want it all? I don't want it all.
Right.
That's what it was.
Well, which is a song about capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love. For her.
Well, did you watch? I didn't watch.
No. I rarely get up early enough or like figured out how to turn on the TV to watch it. But I do watch clips. I see it on Twitter. I kind of like get
we
what
all
I need
saw the
to
boss
get.
Baby.
I see the boss baby. The I boss see the clip baby. Of the people going chanting boss baby as the boss baby rolls by. I'm so happy the boss baby is a permanent member of the balloon squad. It's like it went from being like, ha ha, the boss baby is something that exists to this is now part of like the legacy of animation. It is literally a balloon. It's next to like Snoopy and Charlie Brown and like Blue
Garfield,
from
yeah.
Blue's Clues. Blue from Blue's Clues.
The boss baby will be there for the foreseeable future. For sure.
For sure.
He's too funny. He's too funny.
For sure.
Boss baby.
Moving on. Another high profile event happened last night. The Soul Train Awards happened.
I didn't watch. Sorry.
Well, first of all, I love the trophy. It's the same thing. It's the Soul Train trophy. Ashanti won Lady of Soul. Love sound like
Ashanti
a Rita Ora
won.
Award.
You make it sound like it's just like Ashanti won. There was one award and that's the one Ashanti won.
A lot of people thought that I wouldn't make it this far, but because of my family, of course, my mom, AKA the original momager, my sister, my dad, my whole team Ashanti, and my amazing fans, I'm standing here tonight.
The Soul Train Awards are like the Grammys, kind of, where you watch it and there aren't all that many awards.
More
there were really good performances.
Yeah.
It was like, and it was honestly, there was Silk Sonic opened, and Silk Sonic, I went from like, oh, this is fun. Like, this is so much fun to like, I can't. Like, there's something, my brain glitches whenever I hear Silk Sonic now.
Okay.
I've crossed some sort of threshold where it drives me crazy at this point.
Okay.
But Jasmine Sullivan won, I think, the most awards.
That's deserving.
Won Album of the Year, won a ton. The Best New Artist category, the Best Who category, Young Blue won.
Uh-huh.
I think Young Blue's biggest song is the one with Drake. That's got to be the biggest song by Young Blue.
It is.
Okay. What else is happening in the world of TV? Oh, Annie Live. Annie Live is this week, Lindsay. Are you excited? Are you ready?
I don't think I'm actually ready for like what it's going to be. But the Annie sang at the Thanksgiving parade and my uncle was like, she's got talent. She's got it. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I watched and I was like, she's great. I'm excited. We're doing a knows it's going to be ill-fated, an ill-fated live watch on our Patreon. So if you're not a Patreon and you this intrigues you, now's the time to sign up because we'll be there.
We'll be there talking about it live on some Discord server. You can chat along. We'll all talk about Harry Connick Jr.'s bald cap. Oh, promo. Our last tour dates are this weekend. We're doing it now. We're at the top still. We're only 10 minutes
in. Oh, my God.
We're going to be in what? It goes Chicago, Minneapolis, Detroit.
Is that the order?
This weekend.
That's the order.
During our last shows, yes. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Our last shows Chicago, for this stretch.
Stretch. Minneapolis, Detroit. And we can't wait to see you in the Midwest. We love the Midwest. It's going to be cold.
Better not
can't
be wait. That cold. I can't believe I have to bring a
coat. It's going to be a little cold. I was looking at the app.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you bring a coat, don't be one of those people that puts your coat in the overhead, okay? Because you ruin the space for everyone else.
I don't. You're acting like I did that when I didn't do that ever.
I'm saying that because that's what the flight attendants scream at the beginning of every flight now.
Well, now
deservedly.
People have big coats.
They should.
And when you're in the Midwest, people have huge coats because it's freezing.
They have the biggest coats in the whole world. Back to Who's. Lindsay Lohan is engaged again. Again.
I didn't even know that Lindsay Lohan was dating someone. But you know what? Like, actually, that really just shows the maturity that I've gained, like my maturity, because like I don't need to know who Lindsay Lohan is dating, you know. That is a person who's like fallen off my radar in a very specific way. I'm like happy to know she's engaged, but like I wasn't paying attention to the intricacies of her love life before that.
Yeah, and I think that this surprised a lot of people. It came out of nowhere. Only the truest of true heads knew this person existed, but his name is Bader Shammas, and she. She announced the engagement on Instagram and just said, he's my future.
They met in Dubai because she lives in Dubai now, but he went to school in Tampa. Like, he went to the University of Southern Florida. I saw it on his LinkedIn. So I'm just saying, he's not like necessarily like from Dubai. There's not a lot of information about him. I will say, the smartest thing Lindsay Lohan ever did was move to Dubai. I don't understand it. Like, I still am like vaguely confused on the details of it, but her choosing to move to Dubai to like get the press to stop to leave her alone, like shadily worked.
It really did. I mean, there were some moments of darkness during her time
in
Dubai.
She kept like dating sketchy princes and like different types of royalty type people who were sketchy. Yeah.
She had weird run-ins with also local people. Remember that like really kind of upsetting video where she tries to steal a kid?
Right, that was... or something. Yeah, no, that's...
I mean, you know, it seems like things are turning around for Lindsay Lohan, which you of course love to see, especially people our age who are, you know, of course, Lindsay's age.
Moving Dubai doesn't make you... If you're crazy, moving Dubai doesn't make you sane. I'm just saying in terms of like the influences in her life, she really got as far away as possible from her mother... Yeah. Her sister,
yeah,
her father.
She actually did. She did the thing that I found myself doing with famous people a lot who are going through it, where you're just like, just go away, just move away. You're going through all this traumatic stuff, and being around the press, being around all these people, isn't going to help you. Just get out of here. You're rich. Leave. And
well,
she did.
Yeah,
it.
I mean,
people never do that.
I don't think she was even that rich, though. So I think like there were a lot of forces in Dubai willing to help her.
People were subsidizing her. Yeah.
Right. And pay her. And she could live this like luxury life there, too, which I think is part of it.
And I also think something that bodes well for this relationship. Again, we don't know much about him. What do we know? He's the assistant vice president at Credit Suisse in Dubai, which how many of those are there? There could be a million assistant vice presidents at this company, but he seems quite rich. He gave her a very expensive seeming diamond ring, and she has been dating him since at least February of 2020 because, as I said, the true heads remember that on Instagram she posted a photo of her at a Bastille concert.
I'm proud to say I don't remember.
And she referred to this guy Bader as her boyfriend, but that Instagram went away. Of course, you know, people saved that and can recall that this in fact happened. So she's been dating him for, it seems, a couple of years, which suggests to me that she didn't rush into this the way she may have rushed into it with that really creepy guy, Igor.
Yeah.
That really creepy guy who was
the Russian millionaire. I mean, I just feel like living in Dubai, a good thing is there's not like the press won't bother you. A bad thing is like everybody you meet is like very rich, but like maybe kind of sketchy, you know? And so as Lindsay Lohan, you're kind of you got to be careful, right?
You got to be careful. Right? You got to be careful. And what did the caption say? My love, my life, my family, my future.
Beautiful.
Again, I'm going to repeat myself one more time. We don't know much about this, but that means that in stories like this one on page 6, you get... We've talked about this before, but like because we have this public email address where it's like, email us. We're a podcast about celebrities. We're on all these weird PR lists where if anything remotely legally interesting happens in culture, we get emails from people who are like, interview this expert, interview this expert on jewelry, interview this expert on wire fraud, interview this expert on like polygamy or whatever. And it's always like, well, we don't do interviews on our show, but I understand that you're sending this out to a million people just hoping that one person
you're
bites.
Being very kind it to the looks, examples, because usually they're even more disgusting than that.
Yeah. But this one, I think, reads to me as though someone emailed page 6 and said, we're jewelry experts, or they had their house jewelry experts
well,
that they called for comments.
At the end of the article that's like, more on Lindsay Lohan's ring. They're like, we don't even know the origin, and the people who made it declined to comment. It's just like four other guys being like, it looks like this. It looks like this. It looks like this. Really bad.
Well, Harry Winston said, did not respond whenever they asked because it looked like a Harry Winston ring. But two people did. One of them is the COO of a diamond engagement marketplace, unnamed company. And they said, with high color and high clarity, I would estimate the retail value at a cool $250,000, $250,000. And it's like, you didn't need to expand on what
well, this reminds me of an episode of Vanderpump Rules recently where James keeps referring to a ring as a Tiffany ring. And everyone else is like, he didn't get it at Tiffany. It's not a Tiffany ring. Does she know that? But I think he just thinks that like Tiffany is like the type of diamond it
a
is,
type of ring.
But not like where you buy it, which like it's just a brand, you know?
Probably.
Right.
But this second tweet from Mike Fried, the CEO of Fried, CEO of a company called The Diamond Pro.
Sure.
This is even weirder. It says, Mike Fried told us that he believes the band, quote, looks to be made of platinum or white gold, and that the diamond is, quote, likely a radiant cut, cushion cut, or princess cut. He also pointed out, quote, some similarities between Lohan's new engagement ring from Shamas, like its square-shaped diamond and thin band, to the one she previously wore during her brief engagement to Igor Turabasov in 2016.
Rude.
Quote, the biggest difference is that this time she didn't have to pay for the ring herself.
Bitch,
the
you
CEO
don't know
explained.
That.
You don't know anything. You don't know anything.
Who are you?
And I was like, who is this guy? I couldn't believe that quote.
Rude ass. Rude ass.
Anyway.
The reason why I feel like sort of hopeful about this for her is that it's all coming at the same time as she has this Lifetime holiday movie
Netflix
with Cord Overstreet, and she's starting a podcast, which best of luck to you on that journey. If you need us, you can email us at whatsreadupto@gmail.com if you need any advice on that, Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some audio production help. We're not very good at it, but we'll help.
Things are looking up. Never forget, Timmy reminded us of this when she posted the photo of her and Cord Overstreet in the first production still of her Netflix movie. She just cropped Cord out of it and put herself in it. Great. Amazing. Great move.
It's like never change, you know? Like, never change, Lindsay, right?
Well, change a little. Okay. She should change a little bit, but fundamentally, she should never change.
Honestly, do you think that it's coincidence that Cord Overstreet is the co-star?
He's a witch.
Yeah, he's a witch.
He's a witch.
He's a witch. A witch.
Not easy to do, but he pulled it off. His name fits him perfectly. Talk about upcoming music, new series. Here comes Cord Overstreet to Utah. We go. Cord, good morning to you.
Good morning. How's it going?
Really, really good. Headlines involving your name. Netflix announcing last night you're going to play Lindsay Lohan's love interest in an upcoming holiday rom-com. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, I'm actually here in Utah right now filming it, and I got here a couple days ago, so first day is Monday.
Okay, Lindsay, you have a game. I wasn't allowed to read the section about Kelly Merrill Who are the other ones?
It's Kelly, Kaylee, or Keely. Okay, we have a lot. Okay, and this Keely. Episode, warning. I mean, you know how I feel about this, but a lot of relationship shit. It's like,
yeah, you hate
it's
this.
Like 85. I just don't like when it's so heavy, but the news is the news and we can't change the news. Mm-hmm. You know? So
yeah,
I decided to write a game to kind of speed up and cheer up the news of just these three women who are new women. Okay? We have Kelly, Kaylee, or Keely, and I'll spell them for you so you have a really good idea of what I'm talking about. Kelly is spelled K-E-L-L-E-E, Kelly. Kaylee is spelled C-A-Y-L-E-E, and Keely is spelled K-E-L-E-Y. So all you have to know is the answer is going to be Kelly, Kaylee, or Keely.
Okay.
You ready?
Keely. Keely is K-E-E-L-E-Y.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kelly, Kaylee, okay. Or Keely. Okay, here we go.
Kelly, Kaylee, or Keely. Okay.
That's what the game is called. That's what the game is called. One, she got married to Extreme Home Makeover's Ty Pennington in front of their under-construction house. Is that Kelly, Kaylee, or Keely?
I know this one because that's the top-level stuff I do know. That's Kelly.
That's Kelly. That's Kelly. Number two, she's now Instagram official with boyfriend Casey Affleck. Is that Kelly, Kaylee, or Keely?
Okay, we know that Kelly just married Ty Pennington. We know that Keely is with Jason Sudeikis. And that only leaves Kaylee, who I've never heard of. Kaylee, okay. C-A-Y-L-E.
That's correct. Number three, she's back on again with on again, off again boyfriend Jason Sudeikis. Is that Kelly, Kaylee, or Keely?
Okay, I just said the answer to this. It's Keely. This is the extent of my knowledge. We're done.
Correct.
This is all I know.
I just wanted to lay out what we're dealing with here. Here's number four. She's a social media manager originally from Vancouver. Is that Kelly, Kaylee, or Keely?
Okay, I don't think that's Keely. So it's either Kelly or Kaylee. And that, okay, this is a coin toss. I'm gonna say it's Kaylee.
It's Kelly. It's Kelly.
It's Ty Pennington.
Kelly.
Okay.
She is a social media manager, though she has no social accounts that you can find online. So that's ironic.
Okay.
Is it? No, it's not. Yeah. It's just a fact.
It's clever. It's actually clever.
Okay. Number five. She's a British former Page Three girl hoping, quote, to take her relationship with the 46-year-old actor to the next level. Is that Kelly, Kaylee, or Keely?
That's Keely.
That's correct.
That's Keely. We talked about Keely. Okay.
Okay. Number six. She's in a movie called Willy's Wonderland, starring Nick Cage and an animatronic cast including Willy Weasel, Artie Alligator, Aussie Ostrich, Tito Turtle, Siren Sarah, Nighty Knight, Gus Gorilla, and Cammy Chameleon. Is that Kaylee, Keely, or Kelly? Oh, I did them in the wrong order. Kelly, Kaylee, or Keely?
It's Kaylee, right?
That's correct. It's Kaylee. Oh, okay, number seven. On November 9th, she tweeted, quote, being private and not telling everyone everything about you is self-care. Is that Kelly, Kaylee, or Keely?
Hey, you just said Kelly doesn't have social, but I don't know about Keely or Kaylee, and that sentiment sounds like something that honestly any of these three women would have shared publicly. I'm going to say Keely.
Nope, it is Kaylee.
It's Kaylee? Oh my God.
Number eight. I think we're on number. Number eight. 227 weeks ago, she wrote on Instagram, quote, love is the drug. Asking me if I'm on drugs, but I'm not. I just think love is the most important thing in the world. Is that Kelly, Kaylee, or Keely?
Okay, again, social media, it's either Kaylee or Keely. It's Keely.
Nope, that's also Kaylee.
What?
It's also Kaylee. Okay. Okay. And here's the final question on this short, iconic game. She's the inspiration for a character who shares her name on a certain Apple TV Plus comedy. Is this Kelly, Kaylee, or Keely? Is there a character named Kelly, Kaylee, or Keely on Apple TV?
It's Keely. It's, well, there's, it's Kelly. It's Keely. It's Keely.
That is correct. That
all right,
is
Ted Lasso.
Correct. Yeah, incredible.
Is there, there's a Kelly and a Kaylee and a Keely on the morning show.
Yeah, and they're all named after these women somehow.
They're, okay, so Ty Pennington married.
Wait, we have to talk about them
Kelly
now?
Merrill at their house, which was under construction, which I think is kind of funny. And they got People Exclusive. I'm not surprised that they got people exclusives.
They're doing like a fixer-upper in Savannah, and that's why they got married at this like house that's not done. It is just funny in the headlines when they're like, they got married at a house that's under construction. It's like, yeah, well, there's a reason why, but in your headline, it makes it sound like they just got married at some like fucked up house. You know what I mean?
But it's really, you know, their dream house. Okay. Okay. And then Casey Affleck, 46, goes Instagram official with actress Kaylee Cowan.
This is a little dark.
Mm-hmm.
For many reasons, one of which she's half his age, but the other just being him in general. And the third being her social media is wild if you go all the way back. She's very,
oh, I don't like
she's
this.
She's got
social media.
Aspiring actress vibes out the wazoo. If that makes sense. It does make sense.
I mean, she's dating Casey Affleck. That's enough.
Right.
That's enough of that vibe. Saying. Oh my God, I don't want to look at this anymore. And then there's Keely Hazel, who we've talked
about
before.
Yes. But yes. She and Jason Sudeikis are kind of like off and on, and they're apparently on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
that's all that we got here.
That's all about Kaylee, Keely, and Kelly.
You didn't even need
that's enough with
that rundown. You just needed my game. You knew all those things already.
That was a great game, Lindsay. Thank you for the game.
Thanks.
I love my Helix mattress. I love my Helix pillow. What else is there to say about Helix? I freaking love it. When I sleep on other beds,
what is there
I
else
get
to
mad.
Say is that I come back to my bed and I'm like, this is the bed. This is the bed. And it's honestly spoiled me for other beds. And I don't like traveling sometimes because I'm like, this is not my bed. Where's my bed?
I want my bed.
It's my special bed. It's my special mattress because it is a mattress that is made for my body.
Mm-hmm. I took the Helix quiz. It told me which Helix mattress to get, and that's the one I got, and that's the one that I love, and that's the one that I will not stop using because it's the best mattress I've ever slept on. Mm-hmm. The mattress is so good that when we got it, my cat Winston became obsessed with it, and now he's on it all the time, and I'm you have to move because need to sleep on the bed. It's my bed. It's not your bed.
Wow.
He's obsessed with it. It's irritating, actually.
Wow.
He likes the Helix
rude.
So much.
So rude.
Everybody is unique, and I mean everybody, two words, because everyone sleeps differently. Their bodies are different, and that's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I'm a side sleeper / stomach sleeper. Some people are back sleepers. Some people are exclusively side sleepers. There's a Helix mattress for all of you. Not only is the Helix the best mattress I've ever slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Their mattresses are delivered in a box and straight to your door. You just open it up and it like kind of like blows back up after it comes out of the plastic and you put it on your bed and it's amazing. Plus, Helix mattresses all come with a 10 or 15 year warranty depending on the model. And if you don't want to take our word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/who. That's helixsleep.com/who. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Looking for an apartment sucks wherever you live. People in New York will say, oh, it's so hard to find an apartment here. It's hard to find an apartment anywhere. It stinks. You have your mandatories. You have the things that you won't compromise on. You have the things that you don't care about. Like, let's say,
dishwasher.
I need a dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I can't live without a dishwasher. I don't care if I don't have a washer and dryer. Some people feel the exact opposite. Some people don't need any amenities. Some people need an elevator. Some people don't.
That's so beautiful. We all need different things. And that's why Apartments.com has an app where you can literally use it to tell it what you need and what you don't need. And it tells you, oh, apartments. Here's some.
So instead of looking through every single rental listing you possibly can in the neighborhoods you want, you set and forget, like in that old rotisserie grill ad, you set and forget what you want. And Apartments.com will let you know when an apartment that matches what you want appears on the market.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking are listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time doing you.
Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Let's do something else quickly. Speaking of relationships, bachelor relationship updates only. This is just bachelor relationship updates. This isn't a lot of elaboration. This is just updating you on Bachelor Nation because these are the headlines that have drifted into sort of the mainstream.
Okay, so the Bachelorette, she dumped the winner or whatever.
Katie Thurston.
And got with week. This is the only thing that's funny about it. She got with this guy they call week two because he literally is from week two. Like, she, Like he's from week two.
Oh, he was eliminated on week
two.
Yeah,
so they call him week two guy.
Mm-hmm.
So she's dating him.
Week two.
And everybody's like, mm-hmm. she cheated. And she's like, we didn't cheat. And then the guy, week two guy, John something, John he or she, goes on Reddit and writes this long letter that's like, we didn't cheat. And like, it's almost like too much information. It's like the timing. And I know it seems like it's fast, but it didn't overlap and And it's like, wow, this is, first of all, the fact that you need to like write this is crazy. That your life is this, you know?
Here's my thought.
You have a thought?
If you have participated on the show, The Bachelor or The Bachelor, Their Bachelorette or Bachelor in Paradise or any competition show that is around dating a lot of people and picking one of them, no connection or relationship you have with anyone in that pool can ever be defined as cheating. I'm sorry.
That's what
like,
I'm saying. It's
I don't care
polygamy.
Who you're with officially. If you end up hooking up with or reconnecting with one of those people, it's just not cheating. There has to be another word for it, because when you are put into this like sexually charged, romantically charged pool of people, all of whom are vying for your attention, and you go back and forth between all of them, even if there's a dozen, that's not cheating.
Here's my other rule. If you date within the Bachelor or Bachelorette pool, you are legally beholden to the fandom. Sorry. Like, that's too bad. You do need to, like, post on Reddit and stuff. Like, that is your responsibility. But it does not count as any sort of cheating if it stays within the pool of having been on the show.
If it's in Bachelor Nation, sorry, you're in a relationship with the nation.
And Bachelor Nation should be thankful, pleased that you're keeping it within the family. They don't want you to date some outsider. They want you to date somebody, one of the 4 million people who've been on The Bachelor.
Yes.
Now the pool is big enough where there's a lot of people.
If you leave season 17, week two, for season 13, week six, that's not cheating. Like, I don't care. I don't care.
I think at this point, every straight person has been on The Bachelor. Think about it.
I think that's the truth.
It's like, we're like, what, 500 seasons in and there's multiple contestants? Every straight person has been on The Bachelor. I know it's crazy to say, but everyone's been on it.
They've all been there. Speaking of splits, Tayshia Adams and Zach Clark ended their engagement.
This only is shocking to me because I saw them run the marathon together. I was like, that's lasting. You can like run the marathon together. That seems impressive, you know?
Well, they had something to do together. They had something to work on. They had a goal. And then once they accomplished the goal, they realized they had nothing but that goal. The marathon was their Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, okay.
Although I guess in the context of Breakfast at Tiffany's, it's the thing that saves their relationship because they find out they have something in common.
I really don't know where you've gone with this.
But it's
this.
The only thing they have in common, so it shouldn't save their
relationship.
Well, the
only thing these two have in common is the TV show they were on. The running is a bonus. Yeah. And finally...
Okay. I said, what about Bachelor in Paradise? That's
finally,
the same number of syllables.
Did you know that Claire and Dale broke up after all that like back and forth shit? You don't even care. You don't even know. Who cares?
No, I did know that.
Now
know that.
She's been spotted with this guy, Jeff Dye. And if his name sounds familiar, it's because it came up once because he was maybe dating Kristen Cavallari for like 2 minutes. Love that
I mean,
this guy
just
is...
like you said, every straight person's been on The Bachelor. Every straight man has maybe dated Kristen Cavallari for 2 minutes.
Oh my God. Kristen Cavallari
well, it's,
didn't
it's
deserve
maybe
that.
Because they say they did and she's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I do get a sense that if you meet Kristen Cavallari, she's so, you know, she's so wonderful and charming that you think you're on a date. I'm just kidding. I have mm-hmm. no fucking idea. I think she's very mean. I think she'd be mean to mm-hmm. me. Maybe she was nice to Jeff Dye.
She'd definitely be mean to both of us.
Oh, she'd be so mean to me. Oh, my God.
She would definitely, like, throw scalding hot water in our faces or
they
something.
They went to an aloe event together. I love this because they just literally went to do Spawn together or, like, went to some, like, Spawn event.
Which one is aloe? Aloe's yoga.
Yeah, that's the, remember the aloe Winter Wonderland event where all the stars pretended they were cold?
I confuse it with Ollie, the vitamins that Rebel Wilson does Spawn for.
Okay.
Ollie and aloe were very similar.
Hey, wake up. Take your Ollie gummies and dominate your day. Because when you take Ollie gummies, nothing can stop you.
This is funny because it coincides with, I'm sure this is a coincidence, but what if it isn't? You know, like, Taylor Swift's best friend, Abigail Anderson, whom we talked about last time she was engaged.
I can't believe that this woman gets press like this. She doesn't do anything other than be Taylor Swift's best friend. This shows how famous Taylor Swift is. Like, when do we get best friend coverage like this? Think about it.
Best friend coverage where the best friend isn't in entertainment at all.
At all.
Like, it's one thing if your best friend is also a celebrity, you know?
Do we get any other best friend content like this? Think about it. No.
I'm racking my brain and I don't think so.
Like, does Kim Kardashian has best friends who aren't famous? Do we get coverage of their relationships?
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
And we always think of Kim Kardashian's best friend as Jonathan Cheban, who was a fame hungry, like, social media person. So that's not the same thing because he makes his own. They're still a public figure. This woman is what? Isn't she like a tennis player or something? What is her deal?
Who?
Abigail Anderson?
She's not a tennis player.
Okay. Didn't she play tennis? Like, what is her deal?
I honestly don't know. The only thing I know about her is that she's in the song.
We've been friends since what? Eighth grade?
Thank you so much. Sit down, have a seat.
Oh, where do you live, Abigail?
Well, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, but now I live in Kansas University. I go to KU. Go Jayhawks. Yeah.
You've got to be so proud of her. I mean, watching her go through all this.
It's amazing, you know, just to be able to be on the sidelines and experience something like that. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
Well, we wanted to surprise you because this is a party. You said
that's
it's
so
a party.
Awesome. Yeah,
release party. And so she's a surprise and we have one more surprise.
Okay, right. Well, she's engaged. She's engaged to a man named...
We don't know.
Right. No one knows.
Well, she got divorced earlier this year and she's engaged. So people were kind of like, oh, interesting. Like, that's fast. People who? I don't know. Who's discussing this? Taylor Swift fans, I guess.
Well,
fine.
It's Swifties.
Swifties are like, so, Abigail, we love you. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
This Instagram story is from when she divorced her first husband earlier this year. And I love the way it was like potentially maybe, I don't know, I would argue... allegedly seems like it was written by Tree Payne.
Yeah,
I rarely use my platform.
She literally was like, Tree,
she
do
did an
this
edit.
For me.
She did an edit because there's language here that like Abigail, it's so stilted and like cold and
there's
very
no way
specific.
A normal person would like learn to speak like this just like in their life. They have to be Tree Payne.
They say, I want to acknowledge a very personal change that my marriage ended a few months ago. I chose this, and as difficult as this time has been, I'm at peace. Matt is a wonderful man with nothing but light and love to offer. I'm forever grateful for the time spent and the memories made. As we look to pursue happiness separately, thank you to everyone who has shown both of us unconditional love and support. As we look to pursue happiness separately is the kind of A-list gold standard divorce statement
gorgeous.
That you would expect it from someone like Julia Roberts or Jada Pinkett
right.
Smith.
It's just like
you know, like people who hire someone to come up with perfect
that
language.
It's like it takes words not meant to be used that way and just shoves them in there and expects you to understand. It's legalese.
Yes.
It's legalese adjacent. Pursuing happiness separately.
Isn't that like... I get the biggest like Jada Pinkett Smith vibes from this. Like, isn't that exactly what you can picture her saying? No, we are divorced, yes, but we are pursuing happiness separately.
Matt is a wonderful man with nothing but light and love to offer. AKA get out of his mentions or whatever with your.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah. He's a good guy. But remember this, last time she got a lot of press was when she announced her engagement to that guy, Matt, at Ed Sheeran's anniversary party or something. Because it was at one of her Rhode Island 4th of July bashes. And it was his first anniversary with Cherry. Remember Cherry, who he ultimately married? And Abigail
Wait,
was also
Ed
celebrating
Sheeran's
her engagement.
Anniversary party.
And so Taylor took a photo with Abigail and Matt, but Ed Sheeran was in the background of the photo making out with Cherry. And everyone was like, wow, look at this photo bombing. This is July 2016, the beginning of the end. Like, this is the sort of thing that could not have happened after November 2016. You know,
I was
like,
gonna say, this is
we
very
stopped
dated
doing things
and
like
it's
this.
It's kind of, you know, Taylor Swiftian. This is another
we
era.
We stopped being charmed by this.
Right. That was Matt, who she got engaged to and then married and then got a divorce from. And now she's dating a new guy whose name we don't know. We just know that she's engaged because she posted a picture. What's really funny is she posted a picture of him, but just no one knows who he is.
We see him. We know what he looks like. We know exactly what he looks like, but we don't know what his name is because they're so painfully normal.
And E's like not going to like figure it out, I guess. Maybe they figure it out by now, but they don't even care. I mean, I don't think they care.
Taylor Swift's longtime friend Abigail Anderson is engaged. She's been downgraded from best friend to longtime friend. I wonder if that means anything. Probably not. You're sitting class next to a redhead named Abigail. Soon have your best friends. Laughing at the other girls who think you're so cool. We'll be out of here as soon as we can. And then you're on your very first date and he's got a car and you're feeling like flying. Okay. Moving on, Tyrone Gilliams filed a cease and desist order against Bravo. And at first I was like, has this ever happened before? And then I did some quick Googling and I found out that this has happened before at least twice. So he filed this cease and desist to Bravo. He wrote, "We are counsel to Mr. Tyrone Gilliams. It has come to our attention that Truly Original LLC, Bravo Media, have unlawfully used Mr. Gilliams' name and likeness for commercial purposes in connection with the television program Real Housewives of Atlanta."
Yeah, he in was violation of... She by Sheree's ex-boyfriend, I think.
Yes, exactly. Sorry, well, now they're still sort of together.
How I always say her name in my mind. That's her. That's her.
Well, they're still together. Maybe they're very off and on. And so I'm going to quote TMZ here. It goes, "Tyrone's been upset lately, as we first told you. He's not on speaking terms with Sheree because Real Housewives of Atlanta filming almost put him back in prison due to Sheree's plans to shoot scenes with him at a restaurant. That would have been a huge problem because he's currently sentenced to home confinement."
Babe, that's between you and Sheree. Oh, my God.
So he got mad that these cameras showed up because he got released from prison early because of COVID running rampant in the prison. So they were like, "We're going to let you out of prison." I mean, it's so fucked up that anyone's still in prison. They said you can go home, but you have to stay home. We're going to send you to home confinement. And so apparently maybe he left and went on a date with her and he wasn't supposed to.
Right, and he wasn't supposed anyway. To. And if it's on film, then he's going to get in trouble. And he didn't realize it at the time, maybe. And now he's realizing that and is like counting down the days to himself getting in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all that second half of that is an allegation, but that's what it seems like the problem is. So I was like, has this ever happened before? Have people on Real Housewives who have been previously on Real Housewives filed a cease and desist against Bravo to not air them anymore? And it happened at least twice. Once was Denise Richards, which this happened last year. And even at the time we were both pretty sus about this when she filed a cease and desist against Bravo because she didn't appreciate that they were like airing those allegations or like showing that she fucked Brandy or was like in a relationship
with
Brandy.
She definitely hooked up with Brandy.
She hooked up with her once, probably.
And people were saying, "Did you hook up with Brandy?" And she didn't want that to be mentioned
on Bravo,
on camera,
on air. But
even
that
more kind of clear that
it was Barbara Streisand effect.
Yeah.
So that was like, Denise Richards is not an idiot when it comes to how the press works. So I was sort of like, it seems like you're doing this cease and desist just to get more attention, you know? The other one was Adrian Malouf. This, you can't find actual verification, but the fans seem to be convinced that this actually happened. So Adrian Malouf sent a cease and desist to Bravo because they were airing photos of her in like high school and college when she looked very different and she didn't like that, like what she used to look like images were out in the public.
I mean, her ex-husband is a plastic surgeon. He's botched. Exactly. So clearly you don't look like you did in high school. Yeah, if you're married to a plastic surgeon.
So now we have this new cease and desist, TBD on like what's going to happen here. But I was like, wait, why was he in prison to begin with? And he did a Ponzi scheme. And when I was reading about it Philly Mag, $5 million. And it apparently is from, this is about 10 years ago, and it was from the time that Bernie Madoff got captured. And I guess the FBI, according to this Philly Mag story,
was obsessed with Ponzi schemes. Like, when
they were obsessed with Ponzi schemes, and they were like, we have to find all these other Ponzi schemes. We have to like really take these people down because now attention, all eyes are on us because of these Ponzi schemes. Are there any like low hanging fruits that we could get? And they apparently prosecuted a lot of people who were doing like smaller Ponzi schemes, not Madoff level Ponzi schemes. And his was one of them. But this line killed me because it kind of explains the kind of criminal he is. He has pleaded not guilty, but the brazenness of the purported scheme has left many of the principals breathless. Quote, in all my years of practicing law, I've never seen anything like this, says one attorney involved in the case. Most scam artists, they take your money and then they steal off into the jungle. But we're starting to see more and more cases like Gilliam's, where the crooks just stand there and say, come get me. And they say that he's addicted to attention. And I'm like, wow, all of this explains why maybe he would fall into a Bravo trap. Because Bravo seems to pull out these types of people who do bad things but love the cameras anyway, and they don't understand right, and, that those right, two things like, don't go well like together.
Salt Lake City.
It's just like Salt Lake City. Yes,
it's like
just
you like want to. If you want to break Erica the Jane. Law, go for it. But like, you shouldn't be on television. That's like the number one thing that like, if you want to be on television, try not to break the law while you're on it, or even even like while you're off of it, because that's the you'll get attention, no matter what.
Yeah, and then it's like. Erica Jane is like, shut up. You shouldn't be making memes of yourself talking about like what your husband did or did not do. And yet here she is providing endless content to people.
Figure out what the scheme is. But I'm like so stupid and I probably would fall for schemes like this that I like can't quite understand what the scheme is. His had to do with investors and a coal mine, which I'm like, okay, I wouldn't have fallen for that. You know, because you want to look up the scheme because you want to know if you would fall for
you
it.
You would have texted someone about it and been like, hey.
Should I invest in a coal mine?
What do you think about this? Like, someone who's smart, you would have been like, what do you think about this? And they'd be like, Lindsay, no. Don't invest in the coal mine with Tyrone Gilliams. And you'd be like, okay, thank you.
He solicited $5 million from businessmen in Florida and Ohio in purported schemes to invest in U.S. Treasury bond derivatives and a bankrupt Utah coal mine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't think I would have done that.
Well, like, listen to this. This is what he used the money on. This is a line from Philly
Cars
Mag.
And stuff.
The indictment says there was $450,000 returned to a Midwestern businessman Gilliams had convinced to invest in a coal mining venture. $510,000 was transferred to Tyrone Gilliams' personal account at Citibank. The SEC alleges that about $300,000 went to turn a property in Denver into a medical marijuana farm. And then Gilliams authorized Scott to transfer $40,000 of Parlin's money into Scott's law firm business account. That same day, Scott wrote a check from the account for $46,000 to Holt Motorsports, a used Porsche dealer in Westchester. The memo line reads Porsche 2006 911S.
That's so,
so it's like
funny.
He was using this money to buy shit.
And if you want any
for
proof
himself.
That NFTs are shady, now he's working in NFTs. So if you're wondering... If
I just couldn't believe the NFT end of this.
Could you not believe it, though? Could you not believe it? I'm not saying all NFTs are shadier than NFTs are like blanket capital B bad. But if you don't think that this is going to attract the types of people who like pull scams, you're crazy. Because it's asking to be – it's a scammer like sees NFTs and is like, oh, people want to pay money for what? Okay, bye. An image? A GIF? A GIF?
No, Lindsay, it's okay. Hello.
It's like, I'm coming.
Okay, hello. And he's also just like, he's exactly the guy. He's handsome. He has a really good, like, education. You know, like, he's got the resume of someone you would trust, but because he's an alleged criminal, right. He uses that for bad. Okay, so anyway, this NFT podcast, I was like, okay, there was one story that said now he started an NFT podcast to explain non-fungible tokens to people. So I was like, what? It's called The Art of Wealth. I went to Spotify to find this podcast. There's only one episode. There's a 12-second trailer. And then there's a 2-minute and 28-second episode. And it's not even... He did it in May and he hasn't released any episodes since. So it seems like maybe he began on NFTs, then gave up pretty quickly. But you have to play this clip from the main episode. As he's talking about NFTs, that song from Turandot that I only know because of Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, Nessun Dorma is playing in the background. And it's so funny. And you're like, I'm going to make this believable. I'm going to make myself trustworthy by playing opera in the background. Wait, listen to this.
It's like... I feel like this was like when I was watching House of Gucci. It was just like this was what it was like scrolling through the best of, you know.
So it relates to NFTs. It's an acronym. N Nancy, F Frank, T Tyrone. NFTs, which stands for non-fungible tokens.
I mean, I feel like him saying NFTs are Nancy Frank Tyrone's is the most I've ever learned about NFTs. I feel like I'm more enlightened to what NFTs are now that he's said it. I know it doesn't stand for that, but it's like, that's as helpful to me as non-fungible token. You know, Nancy Frank Tyrone.
Oh, God, it's just...
From here on out, it's canon. NFTs are Nancy Frank
Tyrone's. I'm all for this guy getting out of prison and moving on to the next and dating his love, Shiba Shirai, but this seems like not the right direction for him to go into, you know, in terms of money scams.
It seems like he started the NFT thing, then quickly abandoned it. So maybe he is learning. And he's also saying, Bravo, don't put my face on your channel anymore, which
it's to a me, smart move on
to
all
To me,
levels.
That's growth. That's smart.
Growth.
Yes.
That's growth. That's growth.
Why would I talk to her about Tyrone?
Well, I don't know. I'm saying I didn't know if it came
Never.
Out.
Don't ask me anymore. Let me be very clear to you guys, and you guys will never ask me this again. Ooh, I have been married for over 20 years. I'm very much in love with my husband, okay? Sheree and Tyrone, I'm very happy for them. I've never been out with Tyrone. Tyrone and
Who
I have nothing. Well, it seems that question keeps coming up with Nene. Tyrone, that's Sheree's man. Don't ever ask me about Tyrone because he's not my man. He is not my friend. He is not my cousin. I met him before she did.
What was he doing when you met him?
He's a con artist. He's not my neighbor. That is Sheree's man.
You, speaking of growth, or I guess it's sort of what happens when you get bit by a brown recluse is that it sort of like oozes away. It dissolves. So it's the opposite of growth. John Gosselin was bit by a spider.
That transition was one of the worst ever.
One of the worst.
Yeah.
And he was hospitalized for being bit by a brown recluse. They're so scary. Brown recluses have been,
I didn't know you
dug into my brains
you,
as scary.
I didn't know that. Does he live in the South, too?
Oh, we were just talking about this.
He was Philadelphia.
He was in Reading. He was in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that they hide on the floor in like piles of clothing. I would be screwed. That's where I keep all my clothing.
I didn't know that either. I was always told to look out for them in like sheds or in the garage or in corners
because you're from an area that had them too. I don't think I'm not yeah, from an so area like, that had them.
Because I've seen them. It's been like I've been at people's houses or in my own garage, been like, oh yep, that's a brown recluse. And they don't want to come to you. Like
they don't
want to
bite
you. They're not gonna come chase you. They don't want to bite you. But I've always been told, you know, really, if you see one, get away. If you see one, tell someone, because they are really scary when they bite you, because they kind of they do this thing called he says it. It's this kind of infection that basically like eats away cellulitis.
Yeah, it's
and it, it like
it's,
I guess that's what it is. It like eats away where the bite
it's
is.
It's necrosis. It's gross. It like kills the it
yeah,
kills
that's what
your
it is.
It kills your skin. Like it basically the cells. If you don't get it, if you don't get the treatment fast, you can lose your limb.
Sorry. Us as doc like medical school
Whatever.
Teachers. Yeah, it's like eats
okay,
the skin.
Just,
it's necrosis.
I just
no,
say,
I was that's
John Gosselin literally like first of all why are we still hearing about him? Like what's going
well,
on
here's
here?
Why, Lindsay.
Imagine somebody
here's
under the
why.
Age of 30 be like seeing this headline just being like, what? This random man. I mean, he literally is like, I've had a hard year. It's like his girlfriend dumped him, COVID ruined his DJ career, got bit by a spider.
Well, do you know why he did this? I mean, do you know why we're talking about this? Because he called up the Sun and said, I got bit by a spider. Do you want this as an exclusive? And they said, I guess.
Literally.
You know, like the reason we're talking
totally.
About this is because John
totally
really wants
gave,
attention.
He totally did give the exclusive to the Sun.
It's a full exclusive. He called them. This story is filled with quotes. He must have spoken to them on the phone for a long time from his hospital bed, and he sent them tons of selfies of him like breathing through this weird inhaler thing, showing off how big the bite is getting.
He gave them the whole story. My favorite thing is it's very good. This is for me the quote of the century. Dad of eight, John, who famously split with wife Kate after the family became reality TV stars, added, quote, I've never been bit by a spider in my whole life, unless you count Kate. But all jokes aside, let's face it, it hasn't been my year. Babe,
Jesus.
It hasn't been anyone's year. How dare you drag Kate into this?
God. The second story in a row that's like, stay away from reality television.
Former reality star John Gosselin is no stranger to headlines, but for the former John and Kate plus eight star, this past year may have been the most dramatic yet. He faced accusations that he abused his son, Colin. He was hospitalized twice after severe COVID diagnoses.
And now he's back in the news after his longtime girlfriend, Colleen, announced she has cancer. And the two revealed that they had broken up. Today, John Gosselin is here to set the record straight. Did he dump his sick girlfriend? And what does his life look like now that he's single for the first time in nearly a decade?
Jesse Nelson is now dating Leanne Penick's ex.
Kind of. That's trouble.
Well, they had a passionate kiss.
This is a little bit of a stretch. Jesse Nelson's on a date with the guy from Amélie en Paris. What's his face? I don't know who he is on the show.
Lucien Leviscount. Leviscount.
Well, that's his name in real life. Lucien.
Yeah.
Leviscount. What's his name on the show?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what he is on the show. I don't watch the show.
You don't watch Amélie en Paris?
No.
Aren't you curious what everyone's talking about?
No. Aren't you curious what everyone's talking about? What was that? That would be a really funny Netflix tagline. Aren't you curious what everyone's
literally
talking about?
Literally, yes.
It's nothing about quality, nothing about, like, you're going to see the biggest stars. It's just,
yes.
Aren't you curious about what everyone's talking about?
This stuff's crap, but aren't you curious what everybody's talking about? So there
are. This is crap, but your friends are talking about it in the group chats, and you need to say something.
So Jesse Nelson is dating Lucien, but the people are saying, oh, he dated another member of Little Mix. There are photos of them. There are photos of them at Benihana, like quite a few years ago in 2012. But that's the only like evidence that they dated
of Lucien and Leanne Penick.
Yes. Jesse,
because currently there are photos of Jesse and Lucien being loved up.
Little Mix drama is just soldiering on. And also, the other interesting thing is there are all these reports that they're all going solo like this year, that Little Mix itself is breaking up.
Well,
I know why I recognize his name. You know what show he was on?
What show?
Katie Keene. We talked about him in our Katie Keene ad.
He was on Katie Keene. Oh, that guy. I bet
he's
we talked about him
from
in
Katie
our spawn.
Katie Keene, and he's the hunk from Emily in Paris.
How I got into acting was a little bit bizarre. I was a cocky little kid. I'm not going to lie. Do you know what cocky means?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. Just checking. And I had a big afro. I was like 10 years old, and I was shopping with my mum in town, and there was this beautiful shop attendant. She's probably about 18, but at the time she was a woman. I was at 10, and I'm like, mum, she's gorgeous. And my mum's always like, go and get it, son.
Yeah. How?
Go and get it. So I just went over there, brash and bold. I was like, baby, look, listen. Are we getting out here or what? Because I don't know about you, but I think Lion King's showing down the road. great film, by the way, my favourite. This woman overheard, and she was like, look, listen, your son, he's got heart. And so we cast him for this new kids range, like clothing range. He'd be great. You should bring him for an audition. And I got the job, and it was with David Beckham. He brought out this clothing range. Yeah, he's a soccer player. I said soccer and not football.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
So he has humongous abs. What? Like the abs just stick out.
Wait, they're humongous?
They just stick out.
I don't think that's the way you describe abs. What?
I don't know how to describe. Lindsay, let me send you a photo of his abs. How else would
you
describe
abs
that
humongous?
Do this? Look at this.
Yeah, but like that's.
Pronounced? Deeply pronounced?
You can say
or
pronounced,
what?
But humongous? Okay,
those abs are
humongous.
I mean,
they're chiseled, I think, is like the word that people usually use. There's also, how many of them? One?
He has the most contoured.
He has the most six pack that I've seen in some time.
Yeah.
Wow, what a hunk.
Chris,
they're humongous.
Chris Hemsworth abs situation.
They're humongous.
Chris Hemsworth abs are very similar to this. They're very Chris, like the Chris Hemsworth has abs like this. I guess that is what you would call them. Now I'm just looking at Chris Hemsworth abs on my thing. Did you see the speaking of Netflix, or was it Disney Plus, his like new show that's just like him wandering around
stuff
without a shirt on around
yeah,
the world?
It's like, why do we
I was
let
like,
them...
I thought Disney didn't do porn. Also... Oops.
Well, that, now that would be something worth subscribing for. I do not pay otherwise.
Disney porn. The plus stands for penetration. It's like, what?
What? Okay, I'm just saying, like, I can't believe they just give these men these adventure shows just to film them, like, jumping off building. It's like, this is the same thing with the Zac Efron show. And, like, it just feels very...
You can't believe it?
Okay, fair.
I just think there should be gender parity, you know? Like, why is it always men? Why is it always, like, straight cis men who are traveling around the world, like, getting half naked, doing fun things?
Right.
You know?
It's because of the abs. They're humongous.
Humongous. You know who has humongous abs?
Don't say that. It's not.
Jessie Nelson. Jessie Nelson has humongous abs.
What does that mean?
She's got very chiseled abs.
Okay. Well, now
she does too.
Well, I guess they're a match made in heaven. Jessie Nelson still on my shit list. I think Jessie Nelson is on everyone's shit list.
She's on everyone's shit list. Yeah. I mean, not Lucien's.
Well.
But yeah. So that rumor that's here is also from The Sun. It says mixing it up. Little Mix's Jade Thirlwall in secret talks with record company of Ed Sheeran and Rita Ora after impressive solo music. And so this is one of those stories that's saying that Little Mix are going to go on a break in 2022 after their tour.
I believe
and
it.
All of them are going to release solo music. And the thing is, I don't know that that means they're going to break up. I think it just means they could break up. I think they're going to test the waters, see how they all do individually. And if they flop, then they'll come back together.
We
you know, like they have
need
a way out.
Other Little Mixers to release some music because Jessie was such a out of the gate
flop.
So we do need the other girlies to step up and replace. Try, you know, because usually when you get,
they really gotta get.
This is kind of like the one direct. Like usually when one person leaves the group first, you get their stuff early, and then you kind of have to wait for the group to disband and the rest of them to go solo. So that needs to be sped up, I guess.
Yeah, just a little bit, please.
Just a little mix.
Not that I'll really.
Just a little mix.
Not that I'll listen all that much, but, you know.
Just a little mix. All right.
I want them to get theirs. Let's do Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
So what is Rita up to?
It was her birthday.
This week. It was her birthday.
November 26th. I know that because we did a little bit at a few of our shows where we tried to find people who shared her birthday.
Sometimes people shared her birthday. Sometimes people shared, you know, near the day before or after her birthday. Yeah, sure. There was one person who shared her birthday, didn't realize that was the case. Another person shared her birthday
and
absolutely knew it was the case. It was like, yes,
I will
was born
say,
on the same day, the same year.
I like, that's amazing. That's like true synergy. Mm-hmm. I really liked telling the person who didn't know that they shared Rita Ora's birthday that they did and like seeing the reaction, because I feel like that is a very, if you're karmically connected to Rita Ora like that, you know you have chaotic energy, right?
Yes. Before we move on to what she's up to this week, I just searched Rita Ora birthday because I wanted to confirm her birth year, which is 1990. And, you know, I got Rita Ora birthday, date of birth, November 26, 1990, age 31 years. People also search for three people. Who are the three people? No multiple choice.
Wait, like birthday or just next to Rita Ora?
Just next to Rita Ora.
Taika Waititi.
Got it.
Two
left.
Beyonce or Jay-Z?
No.
Okay. Sorry, I'm thinking about...
That's way too famous. Way too famous.
Cara Delevingne?
No.
Tessa Thompson?
No.
Albanians. Dua Lipa?
Think Albanian. No, the other one.
Bebe Rexha?
Yep, okay. And then one left, which is funny to me.
Okay, give me like...
One
I
of
need
her
like...
best friend. One of her best friends, also British.
Charlie.
Yeah. People also search for Charlie XCX, Taika Waititi, Bebe Rexha. Only one of those three, final question, has a little trending arrow on them. Which of those three is trending?
I hope it's Charlie.
It's Charlie.
Yeah,
she's
Charlie.
Trending.
It's Charlie, baby. She's trending.
Charlie's trending.
She better be
okay,
trending.
Okay, so it was her birthday. She did, because it's her birthday, she does a lot of birthday events. She does birthdays with her friends. She does birthday with her families. She does, you know, all sorts of birthday stuff. So one of the birthday headlines is, we were having so much fun. Rita Ora's mother, Vera, shares sweet throwback video of her forever dancing queen to celebrate singer's 31st birthday. So that's sort of the family side of the birthday. The friend side of the birthday is, of course, with her main crew, at Michael and Benzo, Ashley Benson herself, yeah. So they all hung out.
They're a
and
real crew.
Then Taika and Rita did a night out together around her birthday, like a week before.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, doing a private intimate moment.
Right.
Did you see the photo of her in the cafe eating sweet potato fries? and a rap.
No.
I appreciated that because it made me realize that something I might have in common with Rita is that she asks for a sweet potato fry alternative to regular
fries. She was eating at Beechwood Cafe, which I've been to. It's in LA.
Oh, that's what that place was?
Yeah, it's in LA. It's like halfway up Beechwood Canyon, like up into that. You know, like if you're driving towards the Hollywood sign, you don't know. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about? No.
Nope. Okay. Nope. I pride myself on having no idea what you're talking about right now.
A lot of celebrities.
Like a cute little diner?
Yeah, go there. It's like a little cafe, okay. Not a diner, really.
But she's eating what looks like it's at least a veggie burrito, but looks like there might be a little grilled chicken in there and a side of sweet potato fries and an iced tea. And
I'm so glad she's a latte. 31. I'm glad she's not 30. Like, I don't think I could take her turning 30 again.
Well, fortunately, that's not how age works. So
you know what I mean?
I don't think I could take her turning 30.
I'm so happy that she's like we're in our 30s and now Rita Ora is in her 30s with us. Like before mm-hmm. she was in her 20s and we were in our 30s and I think that was like stressful. Now we're all in our 30s. Us, mm-hmm. Rita Ora, we're in our 30s, you know?
Yes. But I would order, what I'm saying is I would order everything that she's ordering.
I love that you're going back to her order. Like, okay,
I just had a thought.
I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What would you order? You would order what Rita Ora had, which is like a grilled
two
chicken
beverages,
wrapped
iced
with
tea, sweet potato fries instead of regular fries and okay. two caffeinated drinks, iced tea and a latte.
Is that?
I think that's a great order. So,
but you don't know the exact. I bet you could look it up on the Beechwood Cafe menu.
Beechwood Cafe, Los Angeles.
Weekday menu. Let's see what she got. I could tell you what she got.
Okay, let me go to the wraps, sandwiches and wraps section. There's probably a sandwiches and wraps section. Okay, so there is coffee. She's definitely drinking a latte. Okay, then we got, and their menu has photos.
She got the Beechwood salad or wrap. Chicken breast, mixed green, red pepper, walnut, bacon, goat cheese, balsamic vinaigrette in a wrap.
That's exactly what she got.
That's exactly what she got. With
and she subbed sweet potato fries for regular fries.
Right.
Yeah, that's an amazing order. That's an amazing order.
This place looks good.
Their other option for fries is panko crusted fries. And I'm sort of like, that's too much. Just give me the sweet potato fries.
Anyways, now that we know what Rita Ora ate, we always find a way to go above and beyond what is being reported about her. And I would say that's a good example of, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. But we are finished. Keep calling in at 619 who them to leave questions, comments, and concerns for our Friday show, who's there. And again, see us on our final dates for this stretch of the tour. Minneapolis, Chicago, and Detroit this weekend. Tickets are still available at whoweekly.us. Can't wait to see all of you in the chilly Midwest. Thank you to Katie and Eric of The Who's for providing our theme song. Thank you to Timmy, our research assistant, for researching and assisting. Thank you to everyone who's leaving ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. Love to see them.
If you want to watch Annie Live with us, live chat, Annie Live, go sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/whoweekly. Join us for our live chat. We will probably discuss a little bit of Annie Live on tomorrow, next week. I feel like it'd be rude to keep that fully paid-gated.
What I'm finding a lot of people are doing, and yes, it's in the comments. Yes, you sort of like notice the people who were actually reaching out. We have people who don't tweet at us, but there's a whole, you know, sect of patrons who specifically just listen to us while they do their chores on Sunday, while they clean their apartments on Sundays. And I love that because they're like hour and a half.
We also extended the Sunday episode to be kind of a very, very long episode, twice the normal length of an episode. And so people said, wow, that's exactly the amount of time I need to clean on a Sunday afternoon or evening.
Okay, but that's enough rambling. What is this, a Patreon episode? Thank you for listening. We'll see you on Friday, 619 Who Them. Bye.
Bye.
You will trailer. Yo,
they want to know.
To be famous.